The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by the way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him up by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ear, and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to do, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's scripture reading offers us an invitation to become humble instruments of healing in Jesus' hands by giving voice to the voiceless, the needy, and the marginal in the society. The scripture also invites us to open our ears to hear the word of God and allow us the Holy Spirit to loosen our tongues so that we can convey the good news of God's love and salvation to others. Prophet Isaiah says that when God comes to save his people, the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf shall be opened, and the mute sing for joy. This prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, who has come to save his people. Therefore, he is also our Savior. Jesus curing the man with speech impediment is a fitting demonstration of Jesus as the Savior. Jesus cured the deaf and the dumb, brought him by his friends for cure with his divine power. Jesus also deals with a man much humility. He does it with the cure privately and away from the onlookers. Putting his finger in the man's ear and touching his tongue or gesture which will we normally hesitate to do. Jesus shows that he cares for the man and shows his concern for him. The first reading reminds us that God's eyes are constantly focused on the helpless. God specially cares for the frightened, the blind, the deaf, the lame, and the mute. He encourages the powerless to be strong and fearless. The words in the first reading are spoken to the exiles returning to the homeland after the Babylonian exile. The prophet assures the exile that God will indeed come to save them. When God comes the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and tongue of the dumb sing for joy. When Jesus cured the deaf and dumb man, the prophecy of Isaiah is concerned about the Messiah is fulfilled. Jesus is the Messiah, for he does the work assigned to the Messiah. When John the Baptist had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the kingdom of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We have already witnessed Jesus performing so many mighty works in the gospel, such as he heals the man with withered hand, an unclean spirit, cleanses the leper, the paralytic, the man with withered hand, calms the sea, and heals the woman and Jairus' daughter. Yes, my dear friends, the miracle of the story of today's gospel follows cure of the Syrophoenician woman. This miracle takes place in the Gentile territory, thereby indicating that Jesus cures for every person in need through his ministry. Yes, my dear friends, but Jesus heals the daughter because the woman have a deep faith in Jesus. The healing of the deaf man also takes place in one of the cities of the Decapolis. The ailment of the man is described in detail, as are Jesus' initial conduct with him. He takes him aside, put his finger in his ears, and spit, and touch his tongue. Prior to the healing command, Jesus sighs, then he speaks in a foreign tongue, and the healing occurs. The reaction of the people to the miracle is strongly dramatized. Certain elements in the healing, such as spitting and touching the tongue, may appear as a part of the pagan culture. So, my dear friends, we have to understand that Jesus performing this miracle in a Gentile territory and also adopt himself as the situation, but there is no magic involved in the work of Jesus. Yes, my dear friends, he heals the man through his divine power. Jesus commanded and the man was healed. After healing, there is a command to be silent. This is known as the messianic secret. The more Jesus commanded to be silent, the more people began to speak, and they are hearing about amazing. Only the gospel climax under the shadow of the cross and with the Gentile centurion uttered the ultimate confession of Jesus as the God's Son. Yes, my dear friends, in baptism ceremony, we always seen the celebrant touches the ears and the mouth and the lips of the one of the baptized, saying, "The Lord Jesus made the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith." This is the simple ceremony capture not only the kernels of the today's gospel, but also most profound aspect of our faith. Jesus healed the deaf man. Sometimes we need to have the miracle. We can be deaf and blind to life, and deaf and blind to Jesus. Jesus says, "They see but do not see. They hear but do not hear. They listen but do not understand." We see not simply the healing of the physical aspect defect, but the concrete sign of transforming the power of God's love. The person healed becomes a living witness to the power of God. Amen.